Thoughts on the Kingdom. None exempt. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. None exempt. Let me read the verse to you. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. We know, says John, one of his favorite words, we know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. 1 John 5:19. John writing to believers, those who trust the Lord Jesus Christ for their saved salvation, those who repent of their sins, confess their sins to the Lord Jesus, receive him as their propitiation, the one who appeases the wrath of God on their behalf, the ones who seek to obey him because they are born of God, because they have the seed of God living in them, because they have the power of God living in them. Not that they've got two natures, but they have passed from one condition as a child of the devil into the condition of being a child of God. My point in this little brief discourse in drawing on this text is this. Verse 19 again of 1 John 5. We know that we are children of God. These believers. I can write to you, he says. I know you're the children of God. I can speak to you now, my friend. I speak to all believers. Those who are trusting our Lord Jesus Christ. We, brothers and sisters, are children of God. What's my point about no exemption? We know that we are children of God and that the whole world, everybody else, is under the sway, the control, the dominion, the governance of the evil one, Satan himself, the devil. Now we've seen this repeatedly. John chapter 8, we saw it in 1 John chapter 3, and we've seen it again and again. It's written throughout the scriptures. What's my point here? None exempt. Have you been saying up to now, if you've been listening, well, yeah, that's true, but I'm religious, you know. I go to church. I've been to theological college. I teach in a theological college. I'm a preacher, you know, and I play the organ. I do this and that, whatever, you know. I'm an honorable person. I'm a faithful Muslim. I'm a faithful Buddhist, whatever. Go on and on and on. My friend, you are either in Christ or you're not in Christ. You are either born again of God's Spirit and become a child of God, or yes, you're left in the control of the devil. How can that be? Control the devil? I'm a decent person. I'm respectable. I'm well-liked. Yes, the devil can produce all that, my friend. But what he cannot produce is the life and the power and the grace of God in Jesus Christ. He cannot forgive sins. He cannot give you this new heart, this new mind, this new will, this new disposition. There's none exempt here. There's nothing outside of this. We were all born in the world under the reign and rule and dominion of the evil one. But by God's grace, some of us can rejoice to say that there came a day when God, by his sovereign Spirit, regenerated us. Well, it brought us into conviction of sin. It brought us to repentance and faith. But it brought it to obedience to Christ and so on. But the change came. That blessed day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Blessed be that day when God visited us in his mercy. Have you had that experience, my friend? Do you know you're born of God? There's none exempt, not even you. May God give us all grace not to rest until we know that we have been transferred out of the reign and rule and dominion of Satan and the darkness of that age and that place, transferred into the kingdom of Christ. We know that we are children of God. May we know that. May you know that by the grace of God. And that the whole world where you once were, though that be under the control of the evil one, yet you can know that you are a child of the living God.